welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you were able to join me. And as I was waiting before the Lord as to what to share, He directed me to do some teaching, which I trust will be very important and significant for you. It was wonderful to review these scriptures again personally and to encourage my own heart in the Lord. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. It says in scripture that fivefold ministry has been given to edify the body of Christ, to instruct, to equip, to lead in the way of righteousness. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. Now, if anyone's listening who's not saved, I pray that you'll be so enraptured by this Jesus that I'm talking about that you'll want to know Him more. And you begin by inviting Him into your heart and studying His Word, which is the Bible, which is given to for our instruction, for reproof, for learning who this wonderful God is that we serve. And so before we begin, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for the Word of God. I thank You, Lord, that it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. And Lord, that You will, by the precious Holy Spirit, quicken and anoint Your Word. So, Lord, there will be a real and powerful and practical impact on all of our lives, on the lives of everyone who's listening, Lord. Make it personally relevant to them. And, Lord, because our desire, Lord, is that we want to be more like Jesus. And we know, Lord, that You have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And so we commit this time, this segment of teaching, Lord, on the person of the Holy Spirit, that we can grow in knowledge and wisdom and revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give You honor and praise and glory for it. Now, before I begin sharing the Word of God, I'd like to ask a question. How many of you think of yourself as a really sensitive person? Well, some might say, well, no, not especially. And others, well, you really responded. It's like, oh, I'm very sensitive. Sometimes I think I'm too sensitive. It's like sometimes just not even what people say, the way they look. You can be influenced, you can be affected, and you're very sensitive to people around you. You're sensitive in terms of your own feelings, your responses. But however you might view yourself, I'd like to talk about someone who is infinitely more sensitive than you are. And you maybe guessed, it is the precious Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And as we begin this time of sharing, I'd like to read a passage of Scripture found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30. In fact, I might really want to read verse 29 through 32. And of course, as I've shared before, my Bible is the King James. And the important thing is that if you say you love Jesus, and I trust you do, if you are born again and you've invited Him into your heart as Savior, and I hope you've also made Him Lord. You know, there's a distinction there. There's a willingness to allow Him to be Lord, He has the final say over all the arenas and all the areas of your life. And you know, after Jesus rose that glorious resurrection morning and he was seen of the disciples and others in Jerusalem for 40 days, then he ascended to heaven. And before he left, he said, "There is someone I'm going to send who's just like me. And he is going to lead you into all truth. He'll remind you of the things that I shared with you while I was present with you." And that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is not here on this earth. Praise God, he's coming again. And we won't go into all the, you know, the prophetic understandings, you know, when is he going to return? All we know is by the signs of the times, by the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, his return is very imminent. And so it behooves us that we live and act in a way that will bring glory to him. But Jesus is not here. However, there is a wonderful person who Jesus sent on the day of Pentecost called the Holy Spirit. And so what we want to do as we begin through this broadcast and in subsequent broadcasts, we want to look at our relationship with the Holy Spirit. In other words, how can we please the Holy Spirit? But let me look at our text, or read for you the text, Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30. And again, I'm going to read my Bible, which is the King James, Authorized King James, which says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Other translations, like the Living Bible, says, "Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live." The Amplified says, "Do not offend or vex or sadden him." Now, the King James says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit." What does that mean? Well, by definition, by Webster, to grieve means to cause to suffer, distress, to feel grief or sorrow. Now, what can we learn by this text, Ephesians 4:30? Well, we learn that the Holy Spirit is a person, and that apparently it is possible to grieve, to distress him, to cause him to feel grief or sorrow. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. And oh, beloved, I'm praying for all of UCM partners, for myself, for the body of Christ throughout the world, that we will come to know intimately this loving, gracious, tender personality of the Godhead, and to understand that all the attributes of God reside in him. He's co-equal with God. He is God. He's the Spirit of truth, of wisdom, life, and power. And what does it mean to grieve him? Well, by grieving him, we hinder his loving and merciful operation in our hearts. And, you know, I think back to when I was first birthed into the kingdom of God. I think I was saved and filled with the Spirit for only about a month, 4 weeks. And this is way back in 1973. I and others heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass. And I remember in July of 1973, Brother Glass was having a solemn assembly with prayer and fasting for the nation. And so I started to attend, and there were others like Brother Lee and his wife and my brother and others who I was in fellowship with at that time, started attending the services at 41st and Telegraph. And I don't know if there are any of you listening that were part of that era, but there were some amazing, wonderful services. And I tell you, Brother Glass brought the presence of God. He was very reverent to the Holy Spirit. And in those early months, I remember there was one service none of us were at. We were all, you know, the little newbies in the Lord. And at that present time, he had a male song leader, and he would build up Brother Glass. Oh, you know, this is a man of God who sees with the eyes of God. Brother Glass moved very powerfully in the gifts of the Spirit. And time and again, he would admonish this song leader. He said, "I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to build me up." You know, he was there. In fact, if any of you You know, if you're on the mailing list, generally I try to include, or when you write for the first time, I send sort of an abbreviated testimony of Brother Glass's life. And he was, as a young man, he was called of God. He was like 9 or 10 years old. And I remember his sister Rosemond telling me they were walking home from a service, and he said, God's calling me to preach. He was raised up by so powerful men of God in the Latter Rain movement in Oklahoma, and some things happened, and he was so disillusioned by things that he saw in the church, he ran from God, and he came to a point of utter desperation. He was out in the desert of Palm Springs, and he put a loaded revolver to his head and pulled the trigger. He was not playing at suicide. He went through with the act, and he said if he could capture the sound of that hammer of that gun on, it was a dud shell. He fell before the Lord, surrendered his heart and his life anew, and he promised, God spoke to him, he said, I'll put your voice around the world through radio if you will only give the glory to me. And so that was uppermost in his heart and mind. And anyway, going back to this time in the fall of 1973, there was a service he just, you know, refused to hear Brother Glass's admonitions, and Brother Glass, none of us were at that service, but he said he could feel the Holy Spirit just lift to the rafters, and that was the last service that brother ever ministered in terms of doing songs, you know, praise and worship. And because Brother Glass, because this is an example now of the Holy Spirit being grieved, and when we grieve him in our lives, the results is our lives are impoverished, and our most earnest efforts in the service of Christ are rendered ineffectual. So, beloved, I'm just laying a groundwork, a foundation, if you will, and what we want to be covering in the days ahead are some ways in which we can grieve the Holy Spirit. I'm going to show you 6 ways that Scripture talks about that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. But thank you so much for joining me, and I'm just going to be, you know, really candid and just share my heart and share what the Scriptures say, and I invite you to be a part of this time together, and I just pray His anointing will minister and refresh you as you turn your heart to the Lord. My time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.